This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have seen in our study of 2 Timothy 1 what it takes to keep the faith while serving Christ. This is especially true if our service is seen as a relay race in which fellow team members are interdependent on each other if the race is to be won. Practice, practice, practice is essential if you want to win. So many relay races are lost when one member misses the pass and drops the baton. Timing is very important. Remembering when your teammate is to start running and precisely how the baton is to be passed is crucial. Passing the baton without having to slow down so the pass is smooth and doesn't cause you to lose momentum must be deeply ingrained. Fighting back the shame of having dropped the baton in a previous race is a constant challenge. The opposition will remind you. Team members might even remind you. But we must fight against being ashamed because it debilitates and drains you of the alertness and energy you need. You might remember a teammate's failure in the past and be embarrassed to associate with him. All of these emotions and thoughts need to be kept under control as you run your leg of the relay race. Remind yourself of those who affirmed you in the past. Recommit yourself to the control of the Holy Spirit as you reaffirm your faith, call, and partnerships. Remember, God will always provide where He guides. Be faithful to your calling by deliberately remembering those who have gone before you or are standing at your side as examples. This is how you keep the faith in the relay race of life. If you'd like to review these scripts as a means of inspiration, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.